This goes to Angie Jensen, J-E-N-S-E-N, P-A-C, fax 989-583-1914, regarding Jane Matthews, M-A-T-T-H-E-W-S, date of birth 9/14/1950. Dear Miss Jensen, this is a face-to-face follow-up visit for Mrs. Matthews with a history of acute renal failure requiring hemodialysis for about 6 weeks back in 2019, which resolved over time, and that was secondary to infection. Septic arthritis in her knee requiring vancomycin treatment, and that caused the acute renal failure. But she did recover, and now she has recovered normal kidney function. She does suffer from memory problems, but she's doing better today. Her last visit was April 12th of 2022. She denies hospitalizations or procedures since that time. No nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia. No diarrhea, blood, or melena. No chest pain or palpitations. No dyspnea, cough, or sputum production. Urine is clear without cloudiness or blood, and no edema. Medication list is reviewed. She is on Protonix, 40 milligram daily. No difficulty there. And she's not using any oral, non-steroidal, anti-inflammatory drugs for pain. Physical examination, her weight is 114 pounds. That is a 10-pound decrease over 9 months. Pulse, 93. Oxygen saturation is 95% on room air. Blood pressure, 140 over 82. Neck is supple. There's no jugular venous distension and no carotid bruise. Lungs are clear without rails, wheezes, or effusion. Heart is regular without murmur, rub, or gallop. Abdomen soft, flat, no ascites, non-tender, no peripheral edema. Labs, most recent lab studies were done January 5th of 2023. Creatinine is stable at 0.8. Estimated GFR is greater than 60. Albumin 4.4, calcium is 9.7. Sodium 136, potassium 4, carbon dioxide 22, phosphorus is 3.4, hemoglobin 11.9, with normal white count, normal platelets, and normal differential. Assessment and plan, a history of acute renal failure following vancomycin exposure, currently normal kidney function. 2, hypertension, that's near to goal. 3, anemia of chronic disease, stable. The patient will continue to have lab studies done every 3 to 6 months. She'll follow a low-salt diet, and she will be rechecked by this practice in 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.